Welcome to the Lady Gang. You're about to listen to our podcast, but there is so much more our community has to offer. Follow us at the Lady Gang, join our secret Facebook group, shop our clothing line, books, and find out when we're going to be in your city at theladygang.com. We're so excited you're here. Enjoy the show.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai Tucson, the SUV reimagined from the inside out. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty.
Hello.
What are you snacking on?
Kelty just decided this moment to take a gigantic bite of food.
Is it a granola bar?
Pop-Tart.
A Pop-Tart.
Wow.
What kind?
Brown sugar, the only kind that matters.
Oh, no, no, no. I like the strawberry ones.
Yep. Remember back in the day when we would eat during every episode, all throughout every episode, and all of our bad reviews were about us eating? Every single one.
Look at us drinking our crispy beverages. She's a giant big gulp Diet Coke.
It's a double gulp. Double gulp. On the side of this double gulp, it says double extra large.
I bet that's like 64 ounces. That's actually how much water you should be drinking a day, which I don't think that happens at all.
Yeah, I went for it today. But I mean, tomorrow's a new day. So we'll see what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
A new journey every single day. I'm so happy to see you both.
Are you?
I have a side part. I was really hoping that for today's recording session that I would have the new wallpaper up behind me. But no. As you can see, I just have the ladder and the swatch because I got this wallpaper and it's not peel and stick. It's like the real wallpaper, which seems like a disaster. So I'm going to put double-sided tape up and then stick the wallpaper to that. But the double-sided tape I thought I had in my work area was actually just regular tape. So I'm waiting for my double-sided tape. Hopefully by tomorrow, it will be here.
That's just not how you put up wallpaper.
Isn't there, I mean, is it like a special double-sided tape or is it?
It's like the Gorilla Glue, you know, they make like where you can hang stuff. But it's like, I don't want to put if you've ever taken down wallpaper, you know that at all costs, you want to not have to remove wallpaper. Wallpaper is the worst paper. And as a paper lover, I can tell
it's your least favorite. It's your least fave.
It's absolutely horrible. And I do feel like every year I'll probably put a new wallpaper up. So I'm like, you know what? It was really cute though, because Chelsea was over and I was like, I'm sorry, we can't do the wallpaper today. Like, she loves a craft like I do. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she was like, well, I don't think like if we use the tape, we're going to be able to like save the wallpaper when we take it down. I was like, you're so cute, you little non-trash girl. I was like, no, of course. When we take this wallpaper down, it's done, but it will be new wallpaper put up. Anyway, how much can you talk about wallpaper?
Apparently a lot.
I'm so excited for today's episode, which I know I always say on a quickie, but it's because I come up with the ideas and someone has to like be happy for me. Mm-hmm. And
it's not going to be me and Becca.
So for my birthday, my dancer group of friends, we have a really incredible group of friends and we always make each other feel loved. And we definitely have like the love language thing. So when things happen, we all like go on a group text and we're like, okay, are we sending Alexis flowers? Let's send Latrice flowers, you know. This year, the friends got smart. They know that a flower just dies. And so what they sent me for my birthday, I've had and I've put it away until now because they knew what a nutbag I am and that this would be the perfect gift for me. So they gave me a gift. It's a little box that you would like get at an Urban Outfitters or whatever. And it's called the Therapy Game.
Oh, that's fun.
So the cards, there's all these beautiful cards and they come in different areas. So I'm not doing work. I'm not doing relationships. We're not doing sex. And I'm going to let you choose between anxiety cards or self cards. And they give you this little timer. So I'm going to pick a card for you. I'm going to read the question. And then you have to talk about it for this amount of time. It's not that long.
This is such a nightmare.
Wait, okay. So what does that mean? What's on a self card and what's on an anxiety card?
Would you like an example?
Yes, please.
Okay. Anxiety card, question one is, what do you tend to worry about? Self says, in what ways are you not yet fully mature? AKA none of us are. Ooh.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
You can pick either or. Who wants to start? I think Jack seems the most excited about today's episode.
I'll do self, I guess.
But do it like Jeopardy. Kelty,
what is self?
No.
I'll take self for 100.
I'll take, do I get to choose a price?
Not really, no.
I'll take self for $69. Hey.
Ooh, self. Jack Vanek, in what ways have you disappointed your parents?
Oh, shit. None?
I can't. This isn't really a disappointment, but the only thing that my mom rags on me for and really wants to happen sooner than it is happening is having a grandchild. Oh. So that's the only thing that I feel like she's like trying to be like, move it along. Let's happen. But other than that, nothing. You know,
that's the only thing you've ever disappointed your parents with.
I'm a good kid. I really can't think of anything that I've done that's been like a terrible thing.
I guess that's true. You didn't do drugs.
I didn't do drugs. I haven't done anything like horrible. I got good grades in high school.
Were you ever mean to someone and they were disappointed? Or
did you ever get suspended from school?
No, I never got suspended. I'm not a mean person, guys. It's too hard.
Mean?
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be a mean person to be mean
to get suspended. I'm also not a mean person and I've been suspended. So
I never got suspended. My mom would fucking murder. That's the thing. Like they put the fear of God in me that I couldn't do any of these things because the disappointment would be so huge. I wouldn't be able to take it.
That makes sense.
Becca.
I'll do anxiety for 500, please.
It is said that we worry about certain things to escape other greater worries. What might these greater worries be for you? Ooh, this is a good Becca question. And action.
My greatest worries is everyone dying.
Yeah.
So like I probably get anxiety about like getting things done, making sure all the sheets are clean before people come visit and scheduling bikini waxes, and it really takes over your day. And maybe what you're doing is you're masking the fear that everyone around you will die.
Isn't that your animal? Isn't that the greatest fear in life? That's my greatest fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's probably different when it's happened to you.
Well, I think I've always had a pretty healthy fear of people dying.
Okay.
Is that dark?
No. Kind of. It's like I kind of expected. But, you know, it's like I have some friends. I had a friend that kind of like it made me feel weird when they posted on their Facebook. This is like the first person that's ever died in my life. And it was their grandparent. And they were like 100 years old. And I was like, that's so crazy to me.
That's crazy.
I had my first friend die when I was in seventh grade. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of crazy to like go your whole life and not have to really realize that.
It's called living a charmed life. But catches up to all of us.
It really does.
So the team at Hyundai questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. And you may just know that I'm looking for a new car and we got to drive one of these and it was the bomb. Every inch of the all new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV that is loaded with available innovations both inside and out. There's tons of technology, amazing design, tons of safety. The SUV has been completely redesigned. There's a digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key. Boom. There's LED daytime running lights. There's an amazing 10.25-inch full touchscreen infotainment center. It was pretty fun. When we were in there, it had that new car smell, and I was like, you know what? It's time for me to get into SUV life. I need more room for my projects, and this car is so stylish that I'm really into it. So please check out more at Hyundai.com. Go check out the new Tucson and tell me what you think at Hyundai.com.
At this point, it almost looks like I live in a Brooklinen showroom, and I am not mad about it. Every single bedroom, bathroom, everything is covered with Brooklinen, and I am so thrilled. And guess what? Summer is here. Wow, how did that happen? Maybe you want a little refresh for summer. Maybe you have a lot of house guests coming, and you want to impress them with cozy sheets or great towels. Great news. Their Memorial Day sale is happening now. Brooklinen's offering site-wide savings on all things comfort for this summer and beyond. A little more about Brooklinen. They were founded by a husband and wife duo, Rich and Vicky, with the goal to create beautiful luxury home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg. They work directly with manufacturers to ensure premium high-quality comfort at a fraction of retail price. They deliver award-winning comfort direct to your door at the click of a button. And let me tell you something, it is award-winning. So stock up on all things summer comfort and shop the Memorial Day sale now. If you're listening to this podcast after the air date, don't worry. You can still go to brooklinen.com and use code LADIES for $20 off your first order of $100 plus free shipping. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Enter promo code LADIES for $20 off your first order of $100 plus free shipping. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
The Lady Gang.
Would you like me to take anxiety or self?
It's your pick. Dealer's choice.
I'm going to take self. Oh, God. How would you like to evolve emotionally as a person? How much more do I have to evolve? You know what I mean?
We're on an evolution of a lifetime.
A constant evolution.
I think my main thing that I have to continue to evolve and work on is just like looking in the mirror and being like, you a bad bitch. I'm just kidding.
So like a self-confidence.
No, I need to.
No. She didn't like enough our feedback that. From it. So she
was a joke.
Her answer
was a joke. No. I think for me, I'd like to evolve emotionally as a person that I need less outward appreciation.
You validation. Know what I mean? Yes.
Validation.
That's like, actually a great one.
You know, well, it's, I think COVID has of course made it like I have to be that person, but I'm not really that person. It's all a fake it till you make it. Like I can't wait to get out in the world and be on a worst dress list again. Like I can't wait to be on a red carpet and have people be like, bravo, you know? So, but I need to work on that because it's not cool.
Well, the silver lining in this is, and maybe you need just don't have to keep working at it because eventually as women, the older we get, the less validation we get anyway. So it's right. Automatically going to go away. So we're going to have to face it when it comes. So enjoy what you get now.
Do you know what I mean?
Really try to milk it until like you're just begging for it and people are just walking right over you, you know?
I had such a funny experience this past weekend. I was working and I wore our express suit, our white express suit.
You looked really cute.
Yeah, that Thanks. Was a very adorable outfit.
I did a new hairdo and everything. And I, you know, it's been a minute since I did like that kind of event. And so I got all dressed up and I was like, oh my God, I'm so cute. And then I took a picture and I was like, oh my God, I'm old. It's so strange to me that like the face looking back at me, my photo is not like 29-year-old. I work on TV Kelty. Like it's so strange to me.
You're having a quarter or a mid, whatever life crisis about aging.
Yes.
Cause this has been like a theme of the past couple weeks is the state of your neck.
Yeah. But it's not just neck. It's like my whole, I'm sexy mature. Like I'm not like when they had the young guys on and the late, like it was like, oh, you know, like she's elder.
It is upsetting when you get a different energy from a man in their 20s than you're used to getting.
It's like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've gotten a few yes, ma'ams lately, and it really is a bummer.
See, this is why I'm just holding on to the crop top. I'm like, you know, people are going to think I'm younger than I am. If I'm wearing a crop top, I can really Forever. Fit in with the teens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Okay, Jacqueline.
I guess I'll take anxiety this time.
Ooh, wait, that's so sad.
Give me a sad one, please.
Hold on. This is too sad. Well, this is the one I picked up, so I'm going to give it to you.
No.
I'm not in control of the therapy game. The therapy game is the therapy game. What are some sources of sadness in your life?
Oh, God.
Oh. I guess the biggest, I mean, doesn't everything just come down to death at the end of the day?
Wow, this is dark.
I guess the biggest source of sadness is like watching the people around you getting older and the people that you care about.
It's depressing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my biggest source of sadness. Everything else, I'm just trying to float by until the end.
I think there's something that we never talk about, like as human beings, is about watching your parents get older. mm-hmm. it's such a strange, like, you're so close with your parents, Jack. I haven't seen my parents in like over a year. And it's crazy because I used to do this thing where I'd only see them once a year in my 20s because I wouldn't get home in time. And then every year you're like, whoa, like you see that time pass so much more when they're older. Mm-hmm. And it's just so crazy to me because everyone, you know, everyone's talking about not seeing their families during COVID. But I'm like, my parents are older and I only have an infinite amount of years left, which I can like count. Yes, right. I have an infinite amount. I have a finite amount of years left. So when you take one of those years out of my like equation, it's
you start noticing it. Yeah.
And I really understand why people are hurting so much about not being able to see their family. Like even like FaceTime and the text and everything, like it's not enough. Like you got to see your people.
Yeah. It's absolutely.
And I don't want to waste any time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's just this past year has sucked for so many people in that way because I mean, and then you can notice, like, I'm sure when you see your parents next, you'll notice that of how much time has passed since the last time, like physically.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like every time I see my dad, he's just a little bit slower. Like he's my Superman. You know what I mean? It's like, get on the ladder, build a bridge, like yeah. whatever, you know? And like, when I see him, he gets slower and I'm like, God, fuck. Like I'm going to be I don't have a big family, right? So like, that's it, you know? Yeah.
Same. It's depressing.
It's a great episode.
Self, please.
Who would you like to apologize to? First question I have about this card is this how you spell apologize in the United States?
No.
No.
They spelled it with an S. Game.
This is a Canadian game. That's yeah. what I thought. This is why I
think Australians also spell apologize
Let's
like
see,
that.
Where is this? Where is this made?
Wait, I have a question. Did your friends make you this game or did they?
No, we bought it.
Oh, I thought they created it themselves for you.
That would have been cute.
I know.
They're like, we know you're really sad and like to talk about sad things. Here's a card. Okay.
Who would I like to apologize to? I mean, where do I begin? who would I like to apologize to? I was not a mean girl. Growing up, but I was definitely, I was mean to people who were mean. And I guess now when I look at kids, I realize that mean kids are usually a product of just mean parents.
Yeah.
And that's sad. And usually when a kid is really mean, it means that they're probably have a shitty home life or shitty parents. So all those kids that were mean that I then turned around and was really mean back to, mm-hmm. I'm sorry I didn't just sit you down, look you in the eye and say, who hurt you?
You really just exacerbated the problem, you know?
Instead, yeah. But I'm sure I was mean for no reason as like a 13-year-old girl. I've blacked it out. So that sucks because I look at kids and it's really, really fucking hard to be like a young girl just in general without any of that. So yeah, if I ever made a young girl appear,
is there anything worse than being a teenage girl?
No, it's a junior high aged girls are the most vicious people in the world.
It's vicious. Insane.
I found all of my notes. I'm sure you guys saw when I was posting a shit ton of Instagram, but I found all of my notes from when I was younger. I mean, every note was like, don't you hate this person? She's such a bitch. Like, isn't her hair ugly? Like every single note had some sort of sense of talking shit on somebody or like trying to turn somebody against somebody else. Like girls are so mean.
And then the guys are just like, want to play video games? Like, why? Yeah. Why do we act like that? But then it doesn't stop. Like I got a DM today that just said, I hope you burn in hell.
Whoa.
You know. I think that women there's so much pressure that's put on us to look perfect, act perfect, have guys like us, do all the things to get a guy to like us. It's all this shit that we seem to think we're in control of. So when you're out of control of being the hottest, being the coolest, having the most friends, having the cutest outfit, it's like you can only feel like shit about yourself. And usually when people feel like shit about themselves, they're mean. They take it out on other people. So I remember that like really fueled me as a teenage girl in middle school. It was all jealousy.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck told me that some other girl having a cute outfit didn't mean that my outfit was shitty.
Well, but, like, comes down to the whole, like, yeah, there's only room for one of you at the table kind of thing. And like, I don't, what is it? Cause it's ingrained, no matter who you are and who your parents are, it's somehow ingrained in, it's probably just like, you know, generations of being put down by the man that were like, there's only one that's, that can get there. So I'm going to be a bitch and turn everybody else against everybody else so I can rise to the top.
Big Rothy's guy right here. Longtime fan of Rothy's. The best-selling shoe that has nearly 5,000 perfect reviews is the Point in Black from Rothy's. It's the perfect work shoe. And the best thing about these shoes, well, I have two pairs. I have the slip-ons in white and I have the slip-ons in leopard print. And they're so cute with like a jean short in the summer, a little dress in the summer. The white ones are perfect with like a dress. You can wear them to the beach. They're insanely comfortable. They're made sustainably with materials like plastic water bottles, and their best part is they're fully machine washable. That's right. When they get a little stank or they get a little dirty or I wear them somewhere that I wasn't expecting them to get a little bit of mud or, you know, just nastiness, I throw them in the washing machine and then they're brand new. Bop, 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 bop. So upgrade your closet with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/ladygang to find your new favorites today. That is rothys.com/ladygang.
You know what? Your bank account should work with you, not against you. And that's why we love today's sponsor, Chime. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. After all, you earned your money and you deserve to keep it. So they have fee-free overdraft on up to $200 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better. And get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. There are no hidden fees or monthly minimums, plus 38,000 fee-free ATMs with MoneyPass and Visa Plus Alliance. So join the millions on Chime. Sign up takes 2 minutes and it doesn't affect your credit score. Apply now at chime.com/lady. That's chime.com/lady. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank, NA members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on the payer. Out of network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/lady for details.
The Lady Gang.
I have such a vivid memory of junior high school. This is like my story that like I always think about. So when I was in like grade eight, we loved Blink 182, and everyone cool got like the cool shoe to wear at school, which I'm sure is like the Nike or something now, was the Adidas like white shell toe with the three stripes.
Yep. Classic.
And we, like, my family didn't have the money for me to get the Adidas shoe. And so I got, like, the knockoff from Zellers, which had four stripes. It looked, it's exactly the same shoe, but had, like, four thin stripes.
Extra stripe.
And then I was so embarrassed to have the fourth stripe that I thought I could fool everyone. So I seam ripped off the fourth stripe so that it
said
three stripes, but it was like not the Adidas shoe.
Yeah.
And some bitch made fun of you.
Some bitch made fun of me and was like all these things. It was so mean. And then it's like the worst part about it was that I didn't have other shoes. So like when people started noticing that I was wearing the shitty Zellers shell toes and making fun of me, it's not like I could go home and like put a different shoe on. Like I had to wear the shoe all day in shame. Mm-hmm. It was so awful. And I'm also like, it just sucks. Like that was so shitty. And it was like, you don't even understand the socioeconomic like version of like what's happening in whatever town of like when your parents are like, hey, I'm not buying you this $120 shoe. Like, you know what I mean? It was like just insane. Anyway, it was so fucking mean. So don't make fun of people if they can't afford the shoes. Thank you.
Also, I think people are doing a better job now of making their kids be kind.
Except for now, the problem is there's social media and people, the bullying doesn't stop. That's the big, I watched a documentary about it. It's like at least when we were younger and we got bullied or we were bullying or whatever it was, you go home and it ends at least for a couple hours. Like maybe you're still living it in your mind, but now these kids with all the social media and stuff, like you're living that 24/7. It never stops. Like that is insane.
What do the negative voices in your head focus on when they criticize you? Anxiety. Well, there's a lot.
Should we give them a voice?
The negative voices in my head focus on a lot of body shaming, a lot of like, why did you eat this, not work out? You're a bad person if you can't find time to stretch. A lot of like the things that you didn't do today. Like, I've been meaning to wash Callie for 3 days. She hasn't had a bath. Every time I look at her, I'm like, you're a terrible person. You prioritized podcasting over taking care of your animal's fur. That I'm a terrible wife, that I'm a bad friend, that I'm a bad daughter and a bad sister. And I mean, basically that I'm just like terrible at everything. It's like it's a little roll, right? It just rolls throughout the day of like, ooh, and then you're like, don't think about that. And then like in 2 hours, like something else comes your way and you're like, oh, I'm also like letting people down for this, you know? And I do feel, I have to say, like, even with Lady Gang, I feel a lot of pressure to get it right. You know, we're not always going to get it right, but like, I always want to do the right thing and have the right guests and have the episodes be great and have our community love it. So it's like, I also am like, ooh, we had a new episode come out today. How's the reaction? Do people like it? Like, do they think it's funny? Like, you know.
Question for you, circling back to the beginning of this. What are you afraid of if you're not worrying about that stuff, like washing Callie? Go ahead.
Like the things to do, not worrying about the things to do.
Like, what would you do if you weren't always criticizing yourself for failing at something? Like, do you,
my ego would be so massive.
No, it wouldn't. You're avoiding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is okay. But also when you're in that weird spiral of being like, you're a piece of shit person for not eating perfectly and not washing your dog, then maybe it's like, be kinder to yourself and say, I can't do everything. And guess what? The world is still going to turn if Callie goes day four without a bath. She doesn't totally. Give a shit.
Or like sweating the small stuff about like thinking that you're a terrible friend when you maybe made like a tiny mistake, like one little action doesn't make you a terrible person.
Yeah. I think for me, it's avoiding actual human interaction. I like to spiral in all the things I need to do and the things that I failed at. And then I'm like, well, today's a wash. I'm not going to call this person. Today's a wash. I'm not going to go to this dinner. Today's a wash because I've had a bad day wash. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to try to be a good person tomorrow. Like always.
Yeah.
So dark. Wow. Well, I hope you really enjoyed this episode of Lady Gang. We probably will never therapy game again. Thank you to my friends for bringing this right to the top of my list. Let us know what you thought of this. Let us know if you thought of it, and just know that I'll be spiraling if you hated it. Great.
Well, we hope your day picks up because ours might not.
No.
We weren't but here for a good time. What, Kelty?
Well, I was going to say, maybe people that are thinking about going to therapy but are too scared will now know that like these are some of the questions that you get.
Yeah. And Talkspace is there for you. It's a sponsor.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Weren't here for a long time.
We're here for a super sad time. Brought you down. Good night.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday. This episode of Lady Gang was brought to you by the all-new Hyundai Tucson, the SUV reimagined from the inside out. Learn more at Hyundai.com.